to the DeSalvucci's Random Podcast. I haven't podcasted here in a while. I believe we're in season 5, just chronologically, even though season 4 maybe only had one episode. And this podcast is just a pretty much rereading of the Learning to Relax, once again, blog post I put at mrsal.edublogs.org. Just posted it today. And I've come across a conundrum. It seems that I've forgotten how to relax. No idea how that happened. But I've somehow conditioned myself to not be comfortable just chilling, sitting back, doing nothing. Relaxing. Not comfortable doing it. When I try, I become anxious and antsy. My body rebels against me, tells me I have to do something, anything. It's just time is a waste and I need to get going. The all-too-precious time is a blowing away in the wind. And yes, that is a mashup of the movie Gone with the Wind and the Bob Dylan classic Blowing in the Wind. A lot of times this summer I've been trying to enjoy espresso on the deck. Follow me on Instagram. You'll see a lot of posts of my blog post. I have my Reese's mug my daughter got me from her Hershey trip. Some espresso, a good book, or my Kindle. Sometimes I hang out with family and friends. Sometimes I sit alone and read. But instead of enjoying the moment, that time has become a race to the finish instead of a relaxing time of reflection and conversation. End up slurping coffee instead of sipping, clock watching instead of listening to friends and family speak, or even just sitting listening to the sounds of nature. This new condition has become more of a nuisance than anything else. It's taken away one of the most important mental health tools people have, the ability to relax and clear one's mind, and then from there be able to regroup and recharge. Speaking of which, I'm going to pause here for a second, and I will be right back after this brief musical interlude. From that musical break, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. And yes, if it sounds familiar, it is familiar. It is from the Mr. Sal's podcast and that same music. I have to get new music made for this. I'll ask my daughter to make some on the iPad. Anyway, we're talking about my inability to relax and how I get antsy. I need to address this whole dilemma, and I have to address it soon. I don't know where the blame falls. Probably on me. Everyone always blames cell phones and technology. That could be it, but it comes back to me. The buck stops here. Situation does need to be remedied. I have to retrain my brain and body so it's okay to do nothing at all. Just enjoy what I'm doing in the moment without planning the next activity, worrying about how much time I'm spending on the current action or lack thereof, and clock watching. I need to stop doing that. Not that I'm being wasteful, but I just need to learn how to relax. Even as I'm writing this, well, now I'm speaking this, because this is off the blog, my mind was chirping the entire time about taking too long to type and review my post, taking too long to record on the app. I haven't used it in a while, going through, pulling music over. My inner voice just starts to run down a list of tasks that still need to be accomplished today, tomorrow, moving forward. It's like a movie or a book that intentionally makes you uncomfortable. In my blog post, I tagged a link to Uncut Gems. That movie had me standing up and pacing while I watched it. Excellent. Not your typical Adam Sandler movie. Fantastic movie. Makes you uncomfortable, but it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. That's what that inner voice is doing in the back of my mind, chirping away. I'm currently reading a hard case crime novel by Ed McBain. The book sometimes has that same effect on me. This guy, although in Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler played, spoiler alert, a gambling addict. Not, like I said, not your typical Adam Sandler pick. In the book I'm reading, the main character's a heroin addicted, ne'er-do-well, I should say, former musician, and he has manic episodes that push me to a place I don't like being. And it's that same effect as Uncut Gems. It's just a manicness about the character. Sometimes that inner voice in the back of my mind gets me going and you just get antsy. I'm not saying the title of the book because this, you know, well, this actually is not a big deal because this isn't my educational blog or my educational podcast. But anyway, it's an Ed McBain book. Look it up. I believe it's So Nude, So Dead is the title of the book. I didn't link it in my blog, but I linked Ed McBain, which isn't his real name, but it's his pseudonym. So, anyway, so I go to wrap this up. The retraining needs to start soon, but not immediately. I mean, after all, if I start immediately, that's just contributing and reinforcing my need to not relax, or my ability of not relaxing, or how should I phrase this, because I went off script. It only strengthens the bad habit I have of not relaxing. So I'm going to sit here, sip my coffee, throw some more music on this as I pause for a sip of coffee and start working on this here in a little bit. But you got to learn how to relax. Everybody needs to learn how to relax, because that old saying, you know, all work, no play, makes people grumpy and unwise or whatever it is. Anyway, learn to relax. I'm working on it. You need to work on it. Have a good one. I'll leave you with some music on the way out.